student.
Uh-huh. Or definitely can't wait to figure out why y'all are going to call me.
Yeah. Well, we kind of see what we talk about and we pull from that.
We kind of cheat because
we have ChatGPT. Yeah,
we use ChatGPT to figure it out for us because, like, I'll
they're
get on,
more eloquent than
and
they
I'll
are.
I'll tell it what we talked about and say I need a two word alliteration title that doesn't give the guest away, mm-hmm. and it spits one out. We decide if we like it or not, and, mm-hmm. and I'll say, give me five more, uh-huh. and it does it. It's
great,
fantastic,
it's fabulous. So if you need titles of things, hit up ChatGPT.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
we should teach a class on how to mm-hmm.
yeah
very well
how to use
how
it
to best
how to use a tool. Yeah,
ChatGPT.
So who's next?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Who's Next podcast. I am Miranda Davis, the director of the Center for Innovation.
And I'm Nathan Hoffman, everything.
He usually comes up with a random, what a job?
Job title?
Spring break has taken my
brain is mush.
Yes. So preface to all the listeners, it's the Monday after spring break.
Gosh.
And it's been at least 2 or 3 weeks since we've recorded a podcast, so it's going to be a good one.
It is the in-service day after divisional meetings.
Yeah, that too. And it's almost lunchtime, so.
Just mush.
You know, the coffee or tea. I didn't do coffee this morning. I did tea. Mm. Hasn't hit yet.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay.
How we do.
Yeah.
So far, not great. All right, Nathan, do our description.
Jeez. Okay. This podcast is by the All Saints community, about the All Saints community, and for the All Saints community. Each episode, we will interview a faculty member, parent, alumni, board member, or student. We dig into how they became part of our community and get to know them with our rousing round of random questions. Then...
They're already laughing. Our guest is already ruining it.
Our guest will make their nominations on who we should talk to next. But it's a secret. Not anymore, though. So you'll have to find out. You have to listen to find out
who's next. I was like, I'm not going to do it with you. Okay. All right. Let's get to it.
Oh,
today, our guest was nominated by Frances Jackson. Our guest is truly all the best things.
She wrote the description, right?
Yes, she also wrote the description. There's a quote in there because I couldn't just leave it out. I had to put it in there.
Sure.
Our guest is truly all the best things about All Saints. They are kind, warm, happy, loving, and a devoted teacher. And what we will learn later, this is a side note by me, they're a little dark and twisted as
bit.
Well.
Yeah.
They love and teach every child in a way that brings out the best version of them. To quote Jack's... dyslexia just came in. To quote Frances Jackson, in our family, they have taught... What?
Mm-hmm.
In our family, our guest has taught both of my children and my nephew, who all have very different personalities and strengths, and have guided them all to be successful in the classroom and to love school. Having them pop up a lawn chair in my yard during COVID homeschool is one of my favorite memories. Mm-hmm. If there is a picture in my mind of what a perfect kindergarten teacher is, it would be today's guest. We are lucky to have them as part of our All Saints family for so many years. That was all Frances' words.
Yeah, mine. That was...
That was good.
Man.
Could have just done that. Could have just skipped the beginning part.
Right. Please welcome.
18
years. I don't know how you'd put that. 18-year... What is it?
18-time kindergarten teacher.
Is that it? Just kindergarten?
I think so.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They tried to do something, but no.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's broken the rules.
Fourth wall is down.
Robin Lewis.
Robin! She teaches kindergarten. She don't follow any rules, okay? They do what they want down there. She goes, yeah, we do. She's not the teacher. She's not in charge of this one. She does whatever she wants because she's like, kindergarten does whatever they want. Hello, Miss Lewis.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Have your nerves gone away now?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the jitters out.
Yeah, we got the jitters out. That's why we talk for about 10 to 15 mm-hmm. minutes beforehand. Mm-hmm. Or 20, depending on who it is. We've gone 30 to 45 minutes before, and it's aggressive.
Yeah, it gets
aggressive. We're like, wild. Okay, we have to do the thing we're here for.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way this works, because you're new to this, mm-hmm. so Nathan will talk about your All Saints connection because he knows nothing mm-hmm. about All Saints.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And then I will do a rousing round of random questions.
Okay.
So Nathan,
mm-hmm.
you're up.
All right.
Bud.
It's all about me.
It's all about you.
Except I ask you questions. Robin, what did you do before you came to All Saints?
Before I came to All Saints, I taught 8 years at Kids Kaleidoscope.
KK.
Uh-huh. Four-year-olds.
Lots of KK connections. Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Talk
about that.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you have to get in the womb.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Literally. As soon as you find out you're pregnant, you got to go sign up.
That's it.
So you taught KK for 8 years?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Who was in charge of KK then? Fun fact.
Okay. You know? Her name was Ginger Stewart. Not the Ginger Stewart okay. that was here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's, I think she's at Jack now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we know two different Ginger Stewarts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One taught first grade forever and then went to third and she's at
Bridgemarc.
Thank you.
I was like, I also went blank. I'm like, Bridgemarc. She works at Bridgemarc.
Okay.
But not that one, a different one was the KK director.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
The director is teaches Art at Jack.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm already lost.
KK.
Yeah.
Listen back to it later.
I'm going to have to. Write it down, make a tree.
So you've always been a teacher. Like you taught at KK and then you taught at All Saints?
I really didn't want to teach.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
And this little school asked me, would you just teach them, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays music,
uh-huh.
K through sixth.
Okay.
I don't really share, well, too bad.
Whoops.
I don't really share that part about teaching music because I never want to do it again. Because
huh.
it ruined the holidays.
Says the one who plays the ukulele in her class right. all the time. So I think that joke's already been out there.
And at some sort of shows.
Yeah. But so anyway, I got into it like that, did it Tuesday, uh-huh. Thursdays, and then decided I'd like to do it full time.
All right.
So taught second grade, then KK.
Okay.
And then here, I got a call from this lady with a funny last name, Gloria Zapalak, and said, would you like to come and interview for a kindergarten position?
Oh, they poached you.
Man,
she poached you.
Yes, I would love to. And so I went that afternoon, and I knew
uh-huh.
in that meeting, I thought, I bet you I'm going to be coming here. I really thought I would go public
uh-huh.
because my kids were up, and it was time,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So do you have a degree in teaching? Was that what you went to school for?
Actually.
Actually, I was criminal justice.
I have an English degree.
Okay.
And a music minor.
Okay.
And then I got certified in EC4 through 4th.
Nice.
But I don't ever want to do anything but kindergarten.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's
going to
let you do that.
And I'm at the age where, you know.
You're like,
I could just go.
Kindergarten or bust, you pick. I don't think anybody wants you to change from kindergarten. I think there would literally be an uproar at the All Saints Episcopal School if
right.
Robin didn't teach kindergarten.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It's a delight.
Absolutely.
It is a delight.
Listen, I will tell you in my, what year am I at now? No.
12?
12, 13, something like that. In my 12 years, like, one, seeing you as something besides a kindergarten teacher would just blow my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because Robin Lewis was the first teacher. I knew who the heck they were because I'd go in her room and I'd have to, like, duck from all the things hanging from the ceiling because her room.
I'm not allowed to have that anymore.
You can't have things hanging from the
ceiling. Well, I feel like the
anymore.
Ceilings are a little higher than they used to be, too. But, like, you'd go in and, like, no matter what season it was, it could be the first day of school and those kids hadn't stepped foot in there, but there's things with their names on it, hanging from the ceilings, like just like spiders or like ghosts or like Christmas something or another. And you're just like, this is a kindergarten room.
It's magic.
Yeah. And she'd have a little teepee in the corner. She had all the centers. It was very, I was like, this is what kindergarten is. Yeah. I love it. It was very overstimulating and I loved it.
Yeah, there. I've had one parent come in and she was like, my eyes.
You're like, it's not for you.
I'm not the teacher for you.
Yeah. This is not for you. This is for that tiny human that you're going to send this way. Oh, goodness.
Well, okay. So what did you do when you first started kindergarten? Or did you do something else?
No. I stepped right into kindergarten.
Right into kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And they just called you out of the blue, or like, did you have a connection already?
Someone had said something to Gloria, and so they were looking for a kindergarten person, she was calling people.
Gotcha.
Was it somebody that they had you at KK maybe, or they had kids that were at KK? Mm-hmm. Nice. Those KK parents poaching people.
What does it stand for again?
Kids Kaleidoscope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that Pollard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Pollard.
Methodist. And forever grateful because it's been fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good little preschool. Okay, so what year was that, the first year?
2006.
So who, has that kindergarten class graduated?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So who was in that first class that we would know?
Let's see. Colton Cavender.
Okay.
Smith Reynolds.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Are they in the same
now,
grade?
Now, see, I hate to only mention two children. Yeah. Because if I'd known this question was coming, I would have had the entire group.
I apologize. That's my bad. I
love them all the same.
Sprung that one on her.
But those two stood out for a reason. I will tell you that, knowing them when they graduated. Those two stood out for a reason, Robin.
No, precious, precious. I only had Colton, like, half a day.
Uh-huh.
That's when we did a half a day.
It was a whole day kindergarten.
It was at the beginning. You would have a whole day kindergarten, but then some people would be... You'd have them half a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it took.
The younger ones. That's all they needed was a half a day.
And I had all the Embrys and all the Hosleys.
Uh-huh.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are some that have all graduated.
Yeah. Okay.
I had the youngest Hosley.
And Charlie Michaels and all that group.
Charlie. Yeah. Nah. Mm-hmm. She had some good ones. Mm-hmm. Some good ones. Yeah, I will say, because don't you usually at graduation, don't you try to find the ones that are graduating that you had and take a picture with them at graduation?
I would like to, but we really haven't had time. You know, that we did it twice, and so haven't gotten quite into the – have we done – yeah, we've done it twice.
Uh-huh.
And so I would love to do that, but they're not always in my room beforehand, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but I would love to do that.
Yeah, well, listen.
I'll start that.
At graduation, not kindergarten graduation, at graduation, you should grab all the ones that you've had.
Uh-huh.
Take a little picture.
And I've done that a little bit. Not all of them, but those who, you know.
Precious little nuggets. Precious little nuggets.
That's it. That's all the All Saints connections. Like, we got to that one pretty quick.
What has kept you at All Saints this long? What is it that you love about All Saints? How'd you be here for 18 years?
Well, I mean, so many reasons, but one of the reasons is I love that when they leave me, I'm not really saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Because I'll see them all the way up. Now, in middle school, something happens and they change, and I sometimes don't recognize them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like I should keep a picture and keep up with them so I know, because I love telling hello and stuff, but... that I love that. Uh-huh. And I tell them when they leave, do not think you're going past me without giving me a hug.
It will happen.
I'll be carrying my cane and coming back. So that's one of the things. And I love that we get to teach.
Mm-hmm.
We get to teach. And I've done both. I've done public and here. So that's nice.
Nice.
And... You know, it's more laid back, and we have freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And wonderful community, of course.
Yeah. I mean, just love on those babies.
Mm-hmm. I have a book club of ladies who we don't read, but
do any book clubs actually read?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They might be some labels read. But I don't know.
All right.
But
some dust jackets.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I was thinking.
I don't think it's book labels she's talking about there, Nathan.
But all of those gals, mm-hmm. From Gloria on, mm-hmm. we get together every month.
Nice. Uh-huh. There you go.
It's wonderful.
You might leave All Saints, but you're still part of All Saints. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all retired except for me.
Well, listen.
Where are you at?
They're all like,
they say, Robin, you cannot keep working. I'm like, hey, I might have to have some work done, but I want to keep on working.
You're like, do you see them in their jumpers? They're just so cute. Oh, goodness. Okay. It's rousing round of random questions time. Are you ready?
Yes.
Got a big softball for you.
Okay. Okay.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, I was born in New Orleans, but I grew up in Florida, Jacksonville,
really?
Florida.
All right.
How long were you in New Orleans?
Long enough to be conceived and was there about a year.
Not long. In and out. Let's go. New Orleans, not for me. All right. So Jacksonville, Florida. How long did you live in Florida?
Till I went to college.
Yeah, where did
and
you go to college?
I went to, my mother uh-huh. filled this out. Kind of sounds like those kids that uh-huh. Mark was talking about today.
Yeah, spoiler, but that's still
she
happens.
Was like, you're going, honey. Uh-huh. And I didn't really want to go. But I went to Palm Beach Atlantic College. It's now Palm Beach Atlantic University.
Oh, okay.
It's right on this side of the Intercoastal before you okay. walk over the bridge to Palm Beach.
Nice.
Lovely.
Nice.
Lovely.
All right.
It was great.
For that English and music degree
uh-huh.
that
uh-huh.
she uses every
It was
day.
Music, but music was just too hard, honestly.
Listen.
You know,
it is
I cried through my piano proficiency part.
Well,
it was hard.
Did you have to take any theory classes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I quickly moved it to English after okay. the second year.
Yeah. One of my best friends, she was a music major to start with, and she changed to education after her first 2 years because theory, like, she'd call me crying. She's
oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's so hard.
And you're mm-hmm. performing all the time.
Well, and she was, she played piano. She was in the band, and they convinced her to do it was at TJC. They convinced her to do the pit, so she had to learn how to play xylophone, which was, she's like, it's the same as piano. I'm like, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. And then she also sang and was part of like one of the little groups. Mm-hmm. She like had no life. Like that's mm-hmm. literally all that mm-hmm. she did. Yeah. And she's like, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it anymore.
Well, and what's worse is if you're a music teacher, poor Mr. Ray, it really does ruin. If you're like me, he probably embraces it. But I was, you know, scared. And, you know, you knew, okay, here's Thanksgiving, and we have a performance.
Oh,
here's
right.
Christmas, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
we have a performance.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I could, I realized that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
gone.
It takes kind of like middle school. It takes a special kind of person
it
to
does.
Teach middle school and and
it
music.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And some people.
You have to be called.
It's not my spiritual gift,
no.
I can tell you that.
No.
Okay. What? This is a new one.
That's a new one.
What's your favorite joke?
Okay.
I know she has some. She works with kindergartners.
Yeah. Well,
I have one, but I really can't tell it.
I knew it would be dirty.
It's not dirty. My father told this from the pulpit, and at lunch when we criticized the sermon,
okay,
because he was a preacher, we were like, you can never tell that again. I'll tell y'all later. I can't say it because it's not bad. It's not dirty
uh-huh.
at all.
But you don't want to.
And I know. I tell jokes here and there, and uh-huh. it's like I told someone this morning, I'll tell them, you know, they're uh-huh. fast, but then mm-hmm. I couldn't think of any.
Yeah.
This weekend. I asked my dad because he always has a yeah. joke. But
I do. So, like, okay, if you were doing, like, joke genres, like, I love a good dad joke. Like, bad dad jokes, love them. The cringier, the better the dad joke is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's, like, super, like, really, I love it. Like, I'm the only one laughing because
uh-huh.
I think it's great.
Well, I was the laughing person in the sermon every Sunday. I felt like I had to help.
I see him. That. You're like, ha, 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 my dad's funny. That's like the when you're at church and the pastor does a joke and he's like, it's not super funny, but like everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. That's always, I'm always one of those like, I thought it was funny. Nobody, that's just me. Okay. Oh, I'm very excited about this joke. Highlight and circle that so we can come back to it later
yeah,
to remember.
It, right.
Okay, what is something that you nerd out on or something that you find interesting outside of work?
I do love visiting with people.
Okay.
I love my group of friends. And I love watching my Vera program I was mm-hmm. telling you about. I do a little teensy bit of sewing.
Okay.
I love just having a little sip, visiting.
Reading those labels and hanging out with my friends.
And like I said, I will get in the nitty gritty of a podcast about what I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Like what right now are you kind of like, or recently have you like really dug deep on it?
Well, there is a lady who has a podcast. It's called The Measured Mom. And she has been doing a series on spelling. And so that's been interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So like... Hit me up with one of the, like, I just can't grab my head around it. I'm going to need you to, like, so, like how to explain how to spell things? Like,
and well, there are so many things, uh-huh. but you know, like, just for instance, this is just one thing.
Yeah.
Like, we give, like, small, gentle, show me what you can do as far as spelling a word.
Yeah.
And so, if they have it on the paper, you know, give them a pencil that doesn't have an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to change it, fine. Just mark it out, but we can see mm-hmm. the pattern that they're using
gotcha.
So that when they oh. go okay. again, so we can help. Because,
oh,
you know, wow. they really do like to erase because yeah. uh-huh. they feel like they've got to be perfect.
Yeah.
But they haven't learned yet. Yeah. Go down that road.
So note to everyone, go cut the erasers off all your pencils.
Right, just pull them out.
And see what happens. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, just like little like tidbits things and
yeah.
like the
yeah.
reason behind it and what mm-hmm. to look for. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
That's cool.
And how to teach the rules and, you know, just be gentle with them.
They're small.
Yeah.
They're so small.
They're small yeah. and it's like we get to, and I do love that. You should see in their journals where they start.
Sweet babies.
And where they end.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
At the beginning, they are dictating to you what uh-huh. to write, uh-huh. and by the end, they're writing their own sentences.
Because is kindergarten really where they start? Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when they really start to learn to write
mm-hmm.
words. Because
mm-hmm.
like before, they can recognize letters, mm-hmm. they can mm-hmm. spell things, mm-hmm. but maybe they don't write it till kindergarten.
They might do environmental print and stuff like that, and maybe their name, but they learn that what they think,
uh-huh.
what they say,
uh-huh.
they can write down.
Interesting.
It can be recorded.
Nice. And then we're like, let's put it on a podcast forever
and ever.
We can
have a record.
That's what you learn in upper school with Mr. Hoffman. That's interesting. Because, like, my brain doesn't work, though. Because I thought you were going to be like, this is how to write the letter E and all the different ways
we do
to
that,
write the
too.
Letter E.
There's only one way, but we
yeah.
do.
I don't know. I've seen some people write E's, and I'm like,
I've seen a bunch of ways to write, too.
Yeah,
who taught
yeah.
you how to write?
Sometimes I say that.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But really. Okay. What is something that you did as a teenager that makes you cringe now?
Okay. I didn't realize it meant as a teenager when you said that.
Or
uh-huh.
is there something that...
Is there anything you do now that makes you cringe?
What did you think the question was?
If I ever
was?
Had to speak...
Speak.
Then I have had to speak in front of people.
Okay. I'm like, yeah. you're yeah.
That is cringeworthy to me.
Okay.
Big time.
Gotcha.
Big time.
Okay.
That's not meant for me.
Okay.
For a while, I thought I should do that earlier mm-hmm. in my life. And I did one retreat and I was like, okay, I can ever do this again. It ruined like a month.
Okay. But public speaking, not on the list of things Ryan's willing
no,
to do.
No.
Okay. So, so was that your cringe?
Well,
did you read that question then?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I would love to say this too, but, you know, we have all the children.
I don't think we do.
No, I think it's mainly adults.
I don't think we do.
I think it's mainly
okay.
adults.
So when I was in high school, you know, I was a preacher's kid.
Uh-huh.
And
which has its own
oh.
things.
If you live through that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You can live through anything.
Yes. You can. And then I went and married a preacher for a bit. But anyway, and then he became a hospital administrator.
There you go.
So I stayed with the same guy. But anyway, we helped ourselves at night. Am I going to get fired?
No. No. What? If we have to edit it out, we will. Right. If you don't feel comfortable talking about it, we can move on.
Yeah, yeah.
We helped ourselves into a home. And we had
B&E.
It was, yeah. It was on a golf course, and it was so, I will say it was so much fun.
So is this somebody that you knew?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Robin. It was open, though. You know, it was kind of like, you know, how the the music director's son was with us, and this was with us.
All them church staff.
That's right, all these church people.
It was I'm guessing, gated community, and that's why it was unlocked.
It wasn't gated back then. Did it? We lived on a golf course. Don't think anything about that. It was small, modest, and but yeah, we did.
Okay.
And when my parents, they did not find out for a very long time because you know teenagers don't really tell it all until later.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Once you're out and you know you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And I was a goody two shoes, so it was big for me. That ended my life of crime.
That started and ended it right there. So, okay, I have to ask, what did y'all, like when you helped yourself into their home, what did you do?
When you committed a crime, what happened?
Were they home? Was it in the middle of the night?
No, they were not home.
Okay.
We would have never. But we just walked around. It was just like.
It was just in the middle of the night?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Just looked around.
You just looked around.
You didn't help yourself to anything? Or
no.
Didn't leave them a note like, you have a nice house. We really liked it.
I think it may have been pretty vacant. I don't know if it was totally vacant, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's not totally what I thought vacant. She was going to say. That's amazing.
It wasn't what I thought I was going to say either.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that goes. So we had a question. I'm not going to lie to you. We had a question about, have you ever broken the law? And I was like, we're not going to put that on there. Yeah. Like, Robin's not going to have anything to say about that.
That is so far from what I was
thinking. Statues of limitations is way, past that.
Right.
So you're good.
For
that's
sure.
That's hilarious. Of all the things. And I like that one. There was nobody there. It was in the middle of the night. You didn't do anything.
That's
right. You just walked in, walked around like an open house.
It was
house.
Exciting. Yes,
it was a nighttime open house.
Was there electricity? Did you turn any lights on?
There weren't any lights.
Well, people would see.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering.
Everybody knew they were out of town.
They're teenagers. They can be dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. And it was all the church staff kids.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. So much. Mm-hmm. That's why with cell phones, life is worse because everybody would have known about it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I love that so much. Okay.
Man.
Right, big left turn here.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest food combination that you enjoy?
Now, can I rephrase that for you?
Sure.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't have that. I don't.
Okay.
I don't like weird stuff.
Okay.
But my mother served us gizzards and yellow rice as kids.
What?
Yes.
Why yellow? What makes it yellow?
I don't know. She's from New York. That's what they did.
Okay.
And it was horrendous. And
well, yeah, it's gizzards.
I would throw that to the other side so it looked like my sister had dropped it on her side of the table.
Oh, my gosh.
Or there was a potted plant over here. My sister walked them out in her shoes Yes, it was bad.
Like, how often is mom serving this?
This was like an irregular round of menu. She knew some point that we're not eating that.
Uh-huh.
Was this like a cheap meal or?
No, she loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did your dad eat it?
Yeah.
Because he was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Huh.
Gotta feel the crawl.
I would think. No.
Wow. Mm-mm.
I don't like peas, and I'd throw a fit about peas. I would really lose my mind about that.
And she did liver. The onions smelled great.
I've had liver, it wasn't bad. I wasn't told it was liver. And then my stepmom was like, you know what this is?
I was like no. I don't want to know now.
She said it's liver. I was like, okay.
Nope.
Great. Are you trying to catch me for something?
Like, would immediately change my point of view.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just dry. That's all it was. Yeah.
That's like, who was it, Camden, that said he loves liver and onions?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. They started him off early.
Like, he was like, when Luby's went out of business, I was so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
Luby's a tradition. He's like, that's what I love to get. I'm like, you're gross. That's nasty. So there isn't some kind of food combination that you eat all the time that you're that other people would think is strange? Like, for instance, okay. There was like this trend on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, of people having cottage cheese with mustard on it.
Oh, honey, no.
And they dip stuff in
that
it.
That would never happen.
See, but well, do you like cottage cheese?
I do.
Do you like mustard?
No. I mean, I just like a teensy bit on a hamburger, okay. But not that, you know, that would
See,
never happen.
See, I tried
happen.
It. I liked it.
Yeah.
I had a babysitter when we were young, and we would have scrambled eggs, and she would put ketchup on it.
Yeah.
People
horrible.
Do that. Why?
I don't eat eggs to this day.
Like, why are we putting ketchup on our eggs? Do you do that?
No, I don't do that, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
So I'll do like salsa.
Yeah.
But that means it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But no.
When you don't have salsa, you can substitute
that
ketchup.
That is not interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Nope. Try again. No, okay. Just because they're tomato based doesn't mean they taste the same. Okay. Those are two different tastes and two different textures.
Yeah. Okay.
And one's sweet.
Sure.
One's not.
Well, it depends on the ketchup.
Does it?
It really? Could be, it could be pretty vinegary.
Mm. Well, then it's not really. It's okay. No.
Different brands have different tastes.
Okay. Anyway, do you have a weird food combination?
I do.
What is it?
It was when I was working at Dairy Queen when I was 16.
You told me.
Yeah. I would make myself a Blizzard, and I would put Reese's. Uh-huh. Which is a, kind of a staple, like. Right? Uh-huh. But that would mix in blueberries.
Huh.
Like the blueberry syrup and
oh, blueberry syrup.
And the blueberry scoops.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it'd be like peanut butter, chocolate, and blueberries.
I don't think that's really super weird. That's a PB&J sandwich and an ice cream. Essentially.
I never thought of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I don't
You're
use
welcome.
I do grape though. I do grape jelly when I do
it. Doesn't matter. It's still that like jelly type flavoring and your peanut butter salty sweet.
Did not think about that.
You're welcome.
That's not weird at all now.
Mm-mm. That's why when you told me, I'm like, I mean, that's weird. I wouldn't eat
You didn't say that. You didn't say it was PB&J. I was like, I would have
just
thought
of
else.
It. My spring break, my rested spring break brain really just like got it.
Fired that one off.
That's the only thing. I'm done for the day. Got nothing else the rest of the day. Okay. Is there a smell that you like the most that people do not? For instance.
Okay.
Me or you?
You go first.
Okay. Skunk.
No, I don't care for
that. I like the smell of a skunk. Uh-huh. Driving down the road, uh-huh. It reminds me of when my dad used to take us in the mornings before we went to school. He would take us to his uncle's ranch, and we'd do a little bit of work, watch the sunrise over Sugar Mountain, and then come back, and sometimes there was a skunk, and that just it's nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that. So
that's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's not that beautiful. I like – okay, this is going to sound super bad. Like a little bit of exhaust. Like right when you crank the car, just that little bit of morning exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit there and like smell
you get the,
but like.
You keep the garage door closed. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You turn your car on.
No. All the way open.
No. Just in my world, it's a Sharpie, and I do love that.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See? She had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? One, maybe we should say a smell that you shouldn't like, but you do a little bit.
For reasons.
For reasons. Okay. Does it have like a smell memory, or is it just like it's your teacher smell, like Sharpies? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just kind of like, you know, when you walk in a classroom and you can smell those pencils. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pencils
or that purple.
Fresh.
I don't, you all are too young, but there was this machine that had purple ink, and that's how you copied your papers.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and love those smells.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She likes that classroom stank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fresh pencils.
I have
Sharpies.
Yes. I have lovely spray in my room.
What about dry erase markers?
Yeah.
Those have a different smell, don't they?
Different from Sharpie, but not as strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a job.
Uh-huh.
One of the jobs is a sprayer.
Oh.
And so someone, this one that has it this year, she'll go, Miss Lewis, would you like me to spray? Yes, please.
Is it just like start on room, the baseboards. Is it just like room spray?
Yeah.
They just
yeah, don't get it on anybody, which we do. But
sure.
What exactly is she spraying?
It's called coriander and citrus or something like that. Yeah, it's a great
Nice.
And we have lotion. And so they get a little, who would like a little bit of lotion? Just a little lotion. Yeah. And I teach them how to rub it here and then put it under their neck. It changes our moods. It really does.
Brighten it up. Do you get those, like, the citrus flavor? So it's like energy and happiness.
And I'll put it a little bit in my hair. And they do, it's funny, they do everything I do.
Yeah.
Can I, I just want to come sit in the corner one day, honestly.
Be a fly.
Just watch. I want to watch the lotion situation. Like, do you have parents that come home and be like, so what type of lotion do you have? Because my kids requested it.
No, but now also prescribe A and D cream. And if you don't use this, you should. On the lips in the cold weather.
Cream.
Uh-huh. It'll clear that up because, you know, they lick their lips in the cold weather. And
you give them a little squirt.
I get put it on a little thingy, and then they put it on their lips.
What is it?
It's called A and D cream.
What is it?
Well,
it's A&D cream.
It's A&D cream. It's like for burns and babies' bottoms and stuff like that. And somewhere along the line, I learned that it'd be great for hair.
Like
and it is. It
like
heals it.
Probably.
Just heals it. Uh-huh. Yeah, someone did just send me that.
Yeah. Nice. That's hilarious. They're going to come home moisturized, smelling good, and very moist, not dry lips
perfect
when they leave Ms. Lewis's kindergarten class. Then they go to first grade. They're like, where's my lotion?
Yeah. Where's my A&D cream?
My lips are chapped. What do I do? So funny.
They'll say, I've got some chapstick. It does not work as well as A&D
cream.
Okay,
so one day we were over. You were, did you? No, you didn't go with me. So Miss Ballou had the trash competition, like they they made the things out of the trash,
I saw those.
The recyclable art. And we went up, we took our engineering classes over to vote. Mm-hmm. And when I went over there, she had a class that was leaving. And I want to say it may have been a kindergarten class, but she's like, who wants magic teacher smell or something like that? And she had a stick of chapstick and she'd like,
it was like
on their hand.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, who wants the smell of the week? And I'm like, Shelly, what are you doing? She's like, it's chapstick. They love it. And they sit there like this.
And then when they go by you, there you see all these hands. And I'm like, that's new. I love that.
New smell. I thought it was so funny. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, it's chapstick.
It doesn't take
they
a
love
lot.
It.
They just need you to love them.
And they're like, yeah, me.
It reminds me of Ted Lasso when Roy Kent and Rebecca are walking down the street with their two kids.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you don't need to make a parade every day. They just want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, hey, you want to go to the
podiatrist?
And she's like, oh my gosh, yes. I would love nothing more. Yes. I love that. That was a good season, that second season.
Yeah, it was
great. Okay. Did you watch Ted Lasso?
I did.
Love it.
Amazing.
I think just the first season, though.
Oh, Robin.
It's only three seasons.
Okay. Yeah.
It's over.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that.
So, yeah, get on it.
Yeah.
For sure. It's really good.
Yeah, rewatch the first one.
Is there a murder in it? No.
No,
sorry. There are twists and turns. Uh-huh, so you could. Yeah.
Does it end well? This is my question.
Oh, it's so feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really watch anything that doesn't end well.
It ends well in that nobody dies and da da da.
Yeah,
I didn't personally like the way it ended, but I think that's just me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my, I like everyone to be happy and everyone to be with the people they're supposed to be with and da da da. Mm-hmm. And it didn't quite end the way I wanted it to, but whatever.
Yeah. I forgot what you said.
Yeah.
I just didn't like
it. We'll talk about it.
Okay. What is the greatest challenge or struggle that you've ever faced? Another right turn here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, y'all know, you know that I lost a daughter. Mm-hmm. And so that was in 2008. And I got the call in my classroom.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you were here?
I was here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, that's been 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, not to get to be Debbie Downer, but, you know, you learn to sit in your pain. Mm-hmm. And get it done, because it'll come back if you don't.
Right.
And I have great memories. She was 5 days from 21 on her way back to A&M. So, that was a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a good life.
Yeah.
And we have no regrets.
Yeah. Good.
No regrets with her. And there was lots of laughter. And the school just walked us through the grief. Mm-hmm. And it's a long journey.
Yeah.
And but we have, I mean, the friends we made during that time are still so dear. Mm-hmm. And I remember everything about it.
Yeah.
I remember if you did this or you mm-hmm. did that, I remember it.
Yeah.
Because it was so special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's not easy
yeah.
for people to do stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if they had the guts to do it, you remember it.
Yeah. Nice. And now she's still a beautifully happy kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. Still. You'd and always.
Always.
Forever.
Yeah.
Nice. You're awesome.
Yeah.
All right, another left turn. Are you ready?
Okay. All right. Okay.
We like that. Okay, yeah. Tell us about your longest running friendship with someone.
I would say I have several groups.
Okay.
I have a church lady group.
Mm-hmm. Is that your Pequeno group?
And it extends to a Pequeno group. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I had a Bunko group.
What's Pequeno?
It's like
going to follow that up. What's Pequeno?
Mm-hmm. Like a bingo, but it's a bigger card.
It's like,
and they go like fast.
Okay.
And it's like like playing cards are the spots instead
yeah,
of like
someone's
numbers.
Calling the numbers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like and so they're
hearts.
Going quickly. And if you have got to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then what was the next one?
And so then I played Bunko with a group for like 15 years. And that's a mindless dice game, which I played with Kim Costanza for 15 years.
Oh.
And so anyway, that was great. Things end, that it ended. But so I'm in Pequeno, and then I have my book club, and then my church ladies, and then a group of three ladies that are dear, dear, dear.
Yeah.
And all of them mm-hmm. have been we've been in each other's lives for all our ups and downs.
Nice.
And so it's lovely to walk with mm-hmm. people who know
Absolutely.
You like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how long? Sorry, did I miss that?
Well, probably 20 years.
Okay.
20 years for some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, this morning I had someone ask for a prayer request, and I've sent it out to all those, you know.
Nice.
Group so
do those those two ladies that's the little group of three of y'all or do they
it's group four
or group of four there's three of them
there's three
of
them.
Okay do y'all all live here or do they live
we did all live here
okay
but two have moved which
Traitors.
Is not allowed but they did and so but one of them comes back every 6 weeks or so to get her hair and nails done
oh well.
So she stays with me
there you go
But we plan trips, you know, so we'll do at least one or two trips a year.
So they're the type of people that you can not talk to for a long time and then just like call them and like nothing's changed.
Oh, yeah. All of those ladies pick right back up.
What kind of trips do you take?
Well, we've been to Fredericksburg. We've been to.
That's where the wineries are.
Uh huh. We've been to Laurel, Mississippi last summer.
My grandfather is from Laurel, Mississippi.
So he's got to watch that whole thing happen.
Oh, well, he doesn't live there anymore.
Uh-huh,
like, that's
uh-huh.
where he grew up. And, like, I still have family that lives there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when people started talking about Laurel, Mississippi, I'm like, why? There's nothing. There's nothing special about Laurel, Mississippi. And they're like, you don't know, do you? I'm like, obviously not. There's a show. It's like a – it's not – it's like the Joanna Gaines and
it's
Chip and
couple.
Joanna Gaines, but like
okay.
in Laurel, Mississippi.
Gotcha. Got it.
Like
they redo houses
like
too.
Laurel, Mississippi. Like it's a
And we've been to Apalachicola.
Okay.
Now that's my family, but we go every year to Florida and we go to Apalachicola. And
what is Apalachicola?
Oh.
You said Florida and I was in Tennessee.
Yeah, I was in Virginia. Appalachians.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, see, there's a – well, do you remember the song that – what's his name? Well, Too Long. Anyway, he would sing about that. No, he didn't. He sang about the Okeechobee. Sorry about that. But anyway, Apalachicola is this great town on a coast.
It's a town.
Florida.
I thought it was going to be a drink.
Right. So is it two words?
Apalachicola, one word.
It's one word.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it's a place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said
and you can ride on your golf cart everywhere.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I want to go to there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like on the beach?
All these homes. The beach isn't far. Uh-huh. It's more, probably so, but I don't know for sure.
She doesn't go to the beach.
I've been, and there are these mysteries. There are 10 books.
Now.
And we would get on our golf cart and we go to each, because there all these places are in these books.
Okay.
So cool.
Okay.
That's why.
And it's great shopping.
There it is.
Too.
Naturally. Yeah. Naturally. Okay. All right. Apalachicola. Gonna have to look that up. Add it to my list of to go places. Okay. Where are we? Okay. What is your favorite sound?
I don't remember this one.
Me neither.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I love the birds first thing in the morning. I get up really early. Yeah. And so they get up after me. Mm-hmm. And but I could, it's just so wonderful. But then, and also I have to add the sound of my newest grandchild.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Nugget. What is this? What is the grandbaby's name?
William Brody. Now, their last name is Graham.
Okay. This is the one Emily told me about.
Okay. And so Sally's husband, Mason's grandfather, was named Billy. So he wanted their child to be called Billy Graham, not William. Just Billy Graham.
Yeah.
And so, yep. Where's my, anyway, that did not happen.
Your daughter's like, okay, sure.
So it's,
now is it,
it's William
is it
Brody. It's William Brody, William, and they call him Brody.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I have a friend whose legal name is Billy.
Uh-huh. And that's what his name was. His grandfather's name was just Billy, not William.
Right.
Huh. My father wanted it to be Billy Graham so badly. I thought it would have been a hoot, but anyway.
Would have been great. But that poor, that poor little
happen.
Boy.
Poor child.
But let's be honest, like nobody but older people were going to know that that is. Yes. None of his friends would know.
That's right. That's right.
The lady at the DMV taking his license would
know. His kindergarten teacher may or may not know when he gets to that point. You know what I mean? That's so funny. Okay. Do you have a favorite sound? Either?
I don't know. Did I write that one down?
I don't, probably.
If I had to say a favorite sound, it'd be not tinnitus.
What?
Tinnitus? Tinnitus?
Yes, really?
Yeah, yeah. I have tinnitus.
Do you have that?
From playing drums without ear protection, and I was dumb when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So it's the high-pitched ringing
in your ear. I'm like, still not with you.
And there's, like, anytime it's super quiet, it just ramps up. Mm-hmm. And so really any sound is my favorite as long as it's just continuous and keeps me from that. So,
Yeah.
All right, we're going to skip this next question because you did a little. The next question is, have you ever gone to a corner store and stolen a candy bar?
But I have.
You have?
I haven't stolen a candy bar.
Uh-huh.
However, when I was in kindergarten, we lived in Florida. We lived in, like, Largo.
Okay.
And so.
Key Largo? Sorry, I had
not that far.
Okay.
And so I can't believe my parents let me do this, but I walked through, I'm sure it seemed bigger, a grapefruit orchard to get to school, my kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a, you know, one of those fast, you know, what's that called?
Like, anyway. Corner store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so before I got there, I gave thought to this.
Oh, she planned it out.
And I went in. I went in, and I'm like, I say this very loudly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I want anything today.
Oh, jeez.
Because as a kindergartner, those are things that you say out loud.
Those are the words you say.
Yep. And I took 2 pieces of bubble gum and walked out the store.
Man.
And then
they caught you, didn't
no,
they?
No, but my conscience. I couldn't sleep that night. I'm not kidding. I mean, my stomach, it was horrible.
Uh-huh.
And so finally, the next day, I told my mother.
Uh-huh.
And so she drove me up to the place, and I had the 2 pennies. Oh. And I walked in by myself, and I just said, I forgot to pay for this. And I walked out.
Bye.
2 pennies.
Oh, my gosh. Man, Robin has such a sordid past.
Gosh.
I really didn't think you were going to say you had. I love it so much. Man, and you thought you were going to be boring.
So that was the first crime. Then it was the B&E.
Just baby steps. Yeah. Baby steps.
That's so funny.
We won't ask past that because we don't want to know. It escalated so quickly. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez.
Okay. What is something that would make you cringe if you saw it or if it happened to you? For instance.
Okay.
It sounds bad when you say it out loud. So, okay, when you're watching a movie and like romantic comedy, whatever, mm-hmm. and like the guy writes a song and sings to the girl.
Oh, yeah.
If that ever happened to me, mm-hmm. I would just walk away because mm-hmm. that's just so cringy mm-hmm. to me. Makes mm-hmm. me feel very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I've literally told my sister, if I ever date someone and you get wind that they're going to do this, mm-hmm. you tell them mm-hmm. she will break up with mm-hmm. you stop. Mm-hmm. if this is going to happen.
It's too.
Stop.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Mm-hmm. It just makes
and I
me
remember
oogie.
Stuff not like that.
Uh-huh.
But where you just thought, okay.
I'm like, stop.
I can't.
No.
Do it. Yeah. Super and my dad would kid me because I remember one time on a church trip, this guy that, you know, how we didn't use the term, we're talking back uh-huh. then. Mm. But anyway, he bought me an elephant, a stuffed elephant. And I mean, I was beside myself. I just wanted to be with my friends and I was just like stuck.
Oh.
And so when I got home, I was telling my dad about it. And he uh-huh. so he acts it out. He goes, oh. So he gives you the elephant, and then you're like, thank you, and you go.
And you walk away. Yeah, like just stuff like that, like, I don't know. Like the singling you out, in, mm-hmm. especially in front of a group, mm-hmm. I think even if it was like one-on-one, that would it's still just, make me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like when, because you know, every, like growing up, like church camp stuff, there's always people that were, like they always brought their guitars, never played before.
Right.
Somehow they acquired one
right.
and they were bringing it with them and they tried to start playing. That would make me, I'm like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
making
yeah. Yeah.
everybody
or
uncomfortable.
If someone's off tune.
Mm, yes. Yep. And but they're singing and,
which
with
I could be
confidence.
Oh, with
yes.
their whole chest.
With confidence.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I applaud your confidence, but I'm going to need you to put some headphones on and listen to what's happening here because I can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
So, do you have anything like that? That, like, if it happened to you?
Oh, Lordy.
Maybe this is the question you were thinking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I was. Yeah.
No. Okay, just me.
I have nothing.
I think
my,
I have.
My
one.
Life is cringe-less.
You work with kindergartners. There's a lot of things.
You, at my you, age, you do. You go. Yeah. You can sense something, and you're
I'm
out
gone.
Of there.
Yeah.
And I'm out. Like karaoke.
I don't do karaoke.
No, mm-mm. I can't. Mm-mm. I don't know. I could watch it from afar, but mm-hmm. I'd. Mm-hmm.
I've ugh. Almost said something during one of these cringe moments. It's when somebody is berating an employee.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cashier uh-huh. or a
waiter. Oh, yeah.
That kind
that
of thing.
Is,
uh-huh. I hate it so much. So this guy, we were watching the first Dune movie, the mm-hmm. most recent ones. And when the movie started, somebody had left the light on in the entrance mm-hmm. way. So there's a light and it was just kind of shining mm-hmm. on the screen. Mm-hmm. And this guy next to us, he was getting all huffy about it. And very pretentious mm-hmm. about it. And he's mm-hmm. like, this is ruining the experience. And he said, the woman next to him said, no, just be quiet. It's fine. It's fine. He said, no, it's not fine, Mom.
Your mom is there.
That's frightening.
And so he wound up going down. Like I was about to say something, but he wound up going downstairs talking to somebody and they came out and turned the light off. But that was...
No, it's not, Mom.
That was the part that made me cringe so hard.
Was that he was with his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea who this person was next to him. It was his mom. And it was such a good reveal.
Okay. If you could learn any skill in an instant, what would mm-hmm. it be?
It'd be between two.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking well in okay. front of a crowd, though I don't miss it. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I want. Mm. But computer skills. Okay. I'm almost 66.
Okay.
And I've learned a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had lovely people help me over the years, the young ones.
Uh-huh.
But I would love to know more. But
okay.
But really, I can navigate pretty well now.
There you go.
So, yeah.
How many IT tickets she put in for things?
hardly any, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Like I always say, okay, there's that big sheet of paper over here. Turn it off first. Do not call them.
There's a checklist you can do, but we don't hear anything from you unless it's related to school pass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then it's on that side
or the
of things.
Promethean board or
not
something.
Not on the user side.
Yeah. And I've been blessed to have wonderful assistants who knew that.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
New TA.
Nice. Those TAs, is that your requirement? They're like, I cannot have them unless they can do this list of things.
And that's exactly right.
They need to be this old.
And they need to know how to do these four things.
Yeah. It's like my doctor. Are you going to see me through? Or, you know, I can't have someone too old. I'm not breaking in someone new.
I don't want them to be too young or too old. I need in the middle.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I recently found out my doctor that I've seen twice now in the past 2 years is the same age that I am.
Oh,
so that's kind of nice.
Long haul,
he'll,
man.
He'll retire before you stop going.
You
to
think
him.
So? Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Okay. Well,
then you're gonna have to.
That's why you go
now.
Younger.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
There you go. Something to keep in mind. Is there a skill that you would want to do? No, automatically.
It depends on the day. Honestly, because I'm trying so many different things. Like I just when I
you're
pick something
weirdly
up,
and annoyingly the one of the people that can just do that though. You are.
I am.
You are. We're gonna move on because you can just do it. Because if there's something you're not doing, it's not because you can't do it. It's because you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty much it.
You're annoying.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. On bad days, do you want people to cheer you up or leave you alone?
I like this one.
Well, there's sometimes I just like to. A day is not usually all bad.
Okay.
But if I have some laughter,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Good to go.
Mm-hmm. But and if I'm with friends, that's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you like to be cheered up.
Yeah. But
there's
a healthy mix.
Mm-hmm. Not like
you need to be by yourself. Yeah.
It's not when it's forced.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. oh, you're feeling down. Let's cheer mm-hmm. you up.
No. Yeah. I'll probably hide away if mm-hmm. something like that. You know.
Yeah. All right.
We're not that way.
No, we're not.
It's a bad day. If one bad thing happens, it's a bad day.
Leave a treat and walk away. Don't look me in the eye. Don't stay too long. Just
every day
moving.
Can be salvaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday was weird for me. I woke up and I was in an okay mood. We were watching some TV and cleaning the house because mm-hmm. we were having friends over at E&D. But for some reason, around 1 o'clock, something in my brain just switched. And I was having a bad day for some reason. I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologized to Rachel later that night. And she says, it's okay. We all have off days sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. this was weird.
Mm-hmm. There are times that, like, you know, something will happen at school or something like that. And I'll text my sister. I'm just going to let you know I'm going to be in a bad mood when I get home. So just don't talk to me. She's like, okay. I was like, just feed me and let me be. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is one thing that instantly makes your day better?
First of all, coffee.
Okay.
Oh,
coffee and time with the Lord.
Okay.
That's what I do first. And that's a great sound, too, to hear that coffee coming.
Yeah.
That one cupper.
That's a good smell, too.
mm-hmm. But looking at a glass. I'm just not going where you think I'm going.
Okay.
Of sweet tea and lemon.
Okay.
Iced tea and lemon. You look at that, it's like happy.
Done.
Just looking at it.
Doesn't matter where it is.
I know it's going to be wonderful. And it's just, and that, I've always felt like that since I was little.
Okay.
Interesting.
Like, I want some tea.
Is that like, is it something that y'all would drink all the time or like was only for special?
Oh, no. And it was done in a big
pot,
silver cast iron thing where you put like, I don't know, six, or I don't know how many tea bags. We tied them together, put them in there and in the hot water, and then you rolled. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you took the tea bags out. You put in 2 cups of sugar.
Okay. Nice. So it is sweet tea.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you rolled 2 onions to make sure they're nice and juicy. You cut them in half, and you put them in there. And they stayed in there until the tea was gone. And that is good.
Excuse me.
No.
I'm going to need you
no.
to go a little farther into the onion situation.
Yeah, we don't do that.
What is
the onion?
Yeah.
You said onion.
You said onion.
Oh, I meant lemon.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry, people.
Are you sure?
I said onion.
You said onion. We will call it back and
oh
make
my
sure.
Gosh.
But you heard onion too.
I was saying no.
Okay, because I was like, lemons.
Take your
okay,
lemons.
Okay, Robin.
Lightness lemon.
Roll them out and soften them up.
That's
and
why our faces were like, what oh, the geez. Actual heck are you talking about?
No, 2 cups of sugar and 2 lemons.
Okay.
I'm just running through every onion I know. I'm like, it has to be moon night onions.
I'm thinking, what else have I said that I don't realize?
I'm like sitting here like, well, maybe that's something. It's like salt. It brings out the flavor just what?
Jeez.
I've heard of a lot of things you put in your tea, but onion was not one of them. Okay. Lemons. Some lemons.
Lemons.
And you stick the lemons in there. I don't like lemon in my sweet tea.
Lime?
Okay.
No.
I like lemon in my unsweet tea.
That's brown, dirty water. Okay?
But I get it. People, that's how my husband used to take it. Yeah,
people who drink good. Unsweet tea, mm-hmm. what's the point? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's no flavor.
They're just bitter people.
It's just bitter, dirty water.
Well, how do you take your coffee?
Well, I drink community dark roast, so I drink it very dark.
Sure.
And I use, right
onion?
Now, no onions. Some hazelnut creamer or some vanilla creamer.
I have. Okay. I'm
and I put it in first.
Whoa.
Ooh, so it
I put it
up.
In. No. I put it in. Yeah. I put it in the cup first and I do my little one thing.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't have to stir.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But by the time it's finished, it's ready for
you. I do my powdered hot chocolate that way. But how do you know how much you're putting in?
This is it. I go.
You blop.
Bloop.
Okay.
It's just. Muscle memory.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, okay. Yeah. There's no measuring, but okay. it's the same every time.
Okay.
Are you measuring?
No.
Okay.
I get my coffee cup and I blop mm-hmm. like real quick
mm-hmm.
and then stir it and mm-hmm. see if it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Taste it. Might do another blop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more of a tester.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll measure it, like, the first time, like, when I'm trying to, like, make sure I get a certain amount or whatever. Like, I'll measure it the first time, but then after that, I'm like, meh. I know mm-hmm. where the line is, but just throw
mm-hmm.
it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad used to say, he was from Louisiana, so we had dark coffee. Mm. We had community dark roast in Florida all our lives. He would bring it in a sleeve, like, of 10. We would never were without it.
Nice.
And a drip-a-later, like the old-timey. Mm. And I have approximately 65 of those. And I only have a third of the collection because my dad collected those old-timey.
Drip-a-laters?
Those silver,
the
silver ones. Not a percolator, no right. electricity. Just you have the handle, then you've got the thing with the holes
yeah.
that the uh-huh. coffee goes in. Uh-huh. Then you have the next thing you pour the water in and then the top.
That's what people
used to use mm-hmm, all the mm-hmm. time. So, yeah.
Like a mocha pot?
Like a what?
A mocha pot.
I didn't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But he would say, hey, do you want some coffee? He would have it in a teaspoon.
Uh-huh.
You want a drink? That's how we started.
Don't tell your mom.
Gosh.
Because she was not a coffee drinker.
Oh. Mm-mm. She was the sweet tea and onion kind of gal.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Onion needs to be in the name of this podcast in some form or fashion now.
I guess.
Okay, last question. We ask everybody this question.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What is your strangest irrational fear or, like, the weirdest fear that you have?
And it's irrational.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, people look at you weird when you say
yeah.
it. Or when you're jumpy at something.
Nathan's afraid of ice.
Yep.
Oh, huh.
Yep.
Now, I really couldn't think of the answer to
okay.
this one.
Okay.
You don't have like a strange thing that you're like, nope.
Can I tell you why?
Lizards.
Oh. Lizards?
Hey, okay. hate them.
Okay.
Okay.
If they get in the house, someone's coming over to get them.
Okay. Like even those little clear like chameleon
ones? The geckos.
One, the geckos? Mm-hmm.
But the mm-hmm. little animals with the red necks on them?
Oh, yeah.
The little bitty guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for a reason or had a bad when experience with a lizard?
When I was in college, I was a youth director for a summer. Uh-huh. So I was away from home and I stayed in a lady's house because she was gone for the summer. So I stayed there. This skink, different from a lizard.
Yeah.
Got in.
Like a blue tail.
And he slithers. He's got feet, but he slithers.
Yeah.
Nope. He got in and hemmed me up on the couch, the top of the couch. And I called my mom, you know, on the thing. The phone was right there. And she's like, honey, I can do nothing about this. Because she's in Jacksonville. I'm in Punta Gorda, Florida. That's where this was.
Punta Gorda, Florida.
How many syllables was it, that, kids? And so, anyway, finally, I mean, it took a couple hours to get the courage to go get the broom to get him out.
How big?
And there were lots of
6 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach.
Oh, there's.
They make them like they're small alligators or like crocodiles. They are. They've got the ridge. Yeah.
Iguanas.
No. But like little ones. They're like this.
I don't like iguanas. Mm-hmm.
But they're all over the place.
Like squirrels. Where is it that iguanas are like squirrels? Is it Florida? Am I making
iguanas?
That up? Iguanas? Uh-huh. It might be like in a tropical country.
Yeah, it's going to be an island somewhere.
We have squirrels all over the place.
I know.
You don't like
But iguanas them? Instead of squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like iguanas. Have you ever been to an iguana farm?
I would farm. Never want to.
Don't go, Robin. I'm letting you know. Don't go. Why my sister, she doesn't like lizards either. Like, she's had, I remember very distinctly, she's like middle school maybe, and she was in the shower, and we hear scream, bam, 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 bam. She comes out in a towel. She's like, there's a lizard in my shower, and it jumped out. So there was like a little bitty ledge, like in the corner of the, like, tub shower situation, and right at the top, there was a teeny tiny little gecko, and it jumped at her, and I'm like, you could literally squish it with your baby toe. She's like, I don't care. It jumped at me.
And I don't want to step on them.
What about slower moving lizards, like a chameleon, where they're on the branch and they just kind of go out and just grab real slow?
I've got some in my ivy in my courtyard, and
she doesn't go out there anymore.
Great.
they own it now.
Yeah.
That's funny. So iguana farm. Okay. Don't go to one.
Oh, I won't.
When we
never would be on a list.
We went on a cruise.
I didn't know that's a thing.
And I think it was in Honduras, maybe. Anyways, it's one of those things like excursions where they put you in a van and you almost die a couple times on the side of a mountain kind of situation. You stop at one place. So one of the stops was an iguana farm, which we're like, this is going to be cool. Iguanas. Free range iguanas, okay? Hundreds of them. Small,
were
medium,
they
large.
Afraid of you or?
Surely not.
They were coming up
Robin,
to you.
Robin, they were feeding them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They would take bananas and throw them at your feet, and they would. I've never seen a small human scale an adult human faster than I saw my sister scurry up my dad's body, and I'm like, "Where do I get to?" It was because the people thought it was hilarious. Because some people loved it.
Yeah,
not the Davis family. Mm-mm. Why would you do that?
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, they have talons. They're gonna hurt me, and they look scary. They have no teeth, I don't think, and they're eating a banana. But like. No. Yeah, no. Don't go to one, no. Robin.
I won't. I will not.
I'd rather swim with sharks and stingrays than do that.
Now, my uncle did that. He didn't swim with them, but like there was a wading pool kind of thing, and there were stingrays. And one of them brushed against his leg, and he twitched so bad that he fell into the water. He was so scared of it, but he fell into the water, got up, and got out immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was this pre- The Australian.
Oh, yeah. Steve Irwin dying via.
How long ago was that?
It was a
longer than you think.
A long time ago, yeah. I think it was pre, but even since then, though.
That had to really be like over 20 years ago now, right? Because his kids were little.
Mm-hmm. I will say, these were stingrays in a pool where they're used to humans anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Yeah.
Not like they picked one up out of the wild and got stabbed.
Yeah. Whatever.
As you do.
Lizards.
Have you asked me everything?
Yeah, that is everything. That is the last question, my friend.
She's done.
She's done.
No, it's been fun.
See?
Yeah, hope I won't regret anything.
It's been an hour and a half.
Since we started?
Yeah. Since I started recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So but a solid hour.
But this is over an hour
yeah.
of usable stuff.
Oh,
Unless you want us to cut that
What do you think you're
going to
cut?
Yeah, right.
I mean, we usually don't cut anything.
I don't cut anything unless asked to.
I don't care. We, as long as I'm not going to get fired.
I think statute of limitations.
Yeah. The callback to the B&E earlier,
it's fine.
It wouldn't be
It's
known.
Poor form, but hopefully the children's
I
poor
think,
form.
I think just the shock factor of it in general is going to be too good. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you so much for giving up some of your in-service time.
It was fun.
To hang out with us. We appreciate
it. Let's go get some lunch.
Yeah. My lunch is waiting for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have to think of people that you want to nominate. Mm-hmm. So be thinking. We'll send you an email with a list of some topic categories that we kind of throw some people in there. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Okay. Now, so wait, before we go.
Uh-huh.
How do we hear this?
On any podcast listening service that you use.
It's on Apple.
Apple, you're kidding. Google, Audible.
Spotify. Amazon?
Audible, sorry.
You didn't ask me who my favorite singer was.
Who's your favorite singer, Robin?
Yeah, who's your favorite singer?
Okay, I've been in mourning.
Oh, no, why?
Toby.
Okay.
Do you love Toby Keith like Gene loves Garth Brooks?
Probably. I've said, Jesus, I really, you know I love you most. But this has been hard.
If I could have one man.
No, it's just a song. He reminds me so much of my son. Okay. That's why. But anyway.
That's so funny.
Sad. Gosh.
Any other questions we didn't ask you that you wanted to answer?
Any questions you want to ask yourself?
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do this.
If you're willing, you get after it, sister.
It's a brand new segment.
He asked me about my husband.
Tell us about your husband.
Okay. He's not with us. He's with the Lord.
And Toby Keith.
He's with Toby and Lauren. And so I chased him for 2 years.
Physically,
like he had a girlfriend, you know, in another town, and you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And not. Blatantly, nothing, you know. But I did, and my dad said, you know, at some point he goes, honey, you have got to stop this. I said, well, Dad, he is the nicest man I have ever met. And I got him. And he was always the nicest man I've ever met.
She pushed out that other girl. She said, you get out of here.
Crime and homewrecker. It's been great, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think the moral of the story here is Robin Lewis is a cute, sweet, sunshiny kindergarten teacher on the outside with a mixed pass. Oh, my goodness. You're awesome.
Thank you. Love it.
Any other questions we didn't ask you?
No, I could go on, but I'll stop.
Robin Lewis episode 2.0. Yeah. We'll come up with more questions and have you on again.
Gosh.
All right.
All right. Man. Close us out, Nathan.
All right. So thanks to Robin Lewis for joining us today. This was a treat. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications when we have a new episode and find out
who's next. Yes, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Robin.
That is hilarious.
Okay, you've got to.
So, who's next?